You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Teen Mom OG After Show. I'm Mackenzie Fain, your host, and to my right, I have my beautiful mother joining me again today. You're like the best co-host.
Aw, thanks.
I swear, it's awesome. But, okay, so, we have a lot to talk about, guys. So, if you watch this episode, get ready for a whole full hour of just craziness. I mean, today wasn't the craziest we've seen yet, but there was some parts, so we'll get into it. But anyway, what were your overall, just general thoughts of this episode today?
Well, I thought that everybody had some kind of change that they were dealing with. So we saw a lot of that, a lot of different families trying to, you know, get through some kind of a different change that they have to deal with.
Definitely. Well, so, okay, let's get into Caitlin. We'll talk about Caitlin first. So Caitlin leaves from rehab a couple days early. Okay, so we see her leaving early, which is great. We find out she has PTSD.
Right.
So now, which is funny, kind of similar to, well, very similar to Dakota, Bristol's husband, has PTSD as well, but we find out it's a totally different form because hers is from her childhood.
Right.
Now, if any of you watched previous seasons from when Caitlin and Tyler were younger, you know that when they were giving their daughter Carly up for adoption, Caitlin's mom was just horrible to her, just so bad. And I mean, I think a lot did. She even said it could have come from the adoption and the whole process that she had. So I definitely think that could be it as well. But anyway, she comes home from rehab. It was this great big thing. How cute was it? She walks in the house and she's like, "Honey, I'm home." And Nova's like, "That's my mom." And Tyler's like, "No, it's not. Like, I don't believe it."
She knew right away more than he did.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
It was so
cute. He was really excited to see her, genuinely excited.
Yes.
Where, you know, you kind of didn't know from last week's episode.
I wrote that down, too. I said, Tyler is so happy to see her, which it really reaffirms the love that he has for her. And I know a lot of people watching just don't understand. But one thing I have to say to that, and I know there's so many trolls out there on Instagram that just bash their relationship and he needs to leave. But it's like she said, they got married through sickness and health and richer or poorer. Like, this is a marriage. They're both committed to each other and they're taking it serious. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, but I feel like that at some point she takes advantage of the fact that it's through sickness and health, and that she didn't appreciate it. It was just words like, "Oh, well, that's expected." But it's not. It should be appreciated and rewarded, and it didn't seem like it.
No, I totally do agree, though. I do agree. It's such a hard situation. So Caitlin can tell Tyler's unhappy. She says it. She says, "I can tell he's unhappy. I know there's tension in our relationship." So she can see that, which is different because he had done such a good job holding that in from her and not letting her see it up until this point.
So I think that, well, we don't find out, I feel like, till later on in the episode that she could see it or felt it. The first half of the episode, I felt like she didn't. I was like, "Oh, she's kind of blind to it."
Yeah.
Later on, we find that out. I don't know if she's hiding, like, doesn't want to. It's hard sometimes to face something like that, because then you have to deal with those emotions, and she might not want to, you know?
Well, clearly she doesn't want to. So Tyler goes to his therapist, and, you know, his therapist says, "I watched the show. I see you carry a lot. You just take on everybody's with his father and his drug addiction, in and out of jail his whole entire life, you know, his mom and just everything, Caitlin, the adoption, everything he just takes on." And then he comes home with these couples therapy papers, And he says, you know, we want to do this. And she's like, what are they for? Like, or what'd she say?
Why do we have to do it? Yeah. What are they for? He said, you're not very, you don't sound very excited or very, you know.
Open to this. Yeah. And Tyler brings up, so, you know, my therapist today. She says we should probably watch the show together. Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah, why? And he's like, because she's a therapist and she asked, she said that we should. Like, she suggested that. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was so interesting that she jumped. What was your thoughts on that conversation? How she didn't want to and her reasons why?
I think her reasons are exactly what she said. I don't want to relive those moments. Does she think that I'm stupid? Does she think that I don't know that we don't talk? But the thing is, yes, somebody can tell you what they're going through, you know, and how it, and, but to see it with your own eyes and to feel it like that and to watch them go through it is so much different. She would feel so much more for what Tyler did in their marriage for her if she does watch, if she would.
Yeah.
But I think she kind of just cowardly doesn't want to. She kind of wants to move forward, maybe, past it.
I just don't understand, because this is not the first time that they've had an issue in their relationship. So I just think he's at a totally different level in their relationship than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than she is. She's not willing to take those steps and be full in their relationship. Like, if she was, then I feel like she would put herself aside and say, so why do you want to watch this together? How will it help you? Whatever, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She didn't put enough into it. There was a lot between them that happened, you know? Just that caught me off guard. Like, him, her about the baby, about Nova, when he said, how is it different being home? Is it different? She said, well, she won't leave me alone. That comment right there took me, you know?
Yep. And she goes, mom.
Right. Yeah, and then Nova
looked at her. Wouldn't you be so happy to hear that?
Yes. And then he tries to, like, make it better for her, make her feel better about it. You know, Caitlin, like, well, it's because, you know, Dad with his bad rules.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to do that. She just got back. I feel like if that little bit is going to make her cringe or bother her, then she's gonna go back down.
She's in a bad place. And it's like, we said this last week, we know that she's pregnant. She just announced her pregnancy, so this is on right now, and all of us viewers are watching these episodes, and this is what we're fresh, you know what I mean, this is fresh to us. Mm-hmm. So they've already lived this, and now they're pregnant, and it's just,
so we know. See, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't know that information.
They're pregnant right now, yeah.
Right. And last week when you had said that Dakota and
Bristol,
I always want to call
them. Divorced.
Are divorced, and now this episode I'm seeing it. So how far along pregnant is she at this point, do you know? Newly?
I think she's like in the late 20 weeks.
Okay, all right.
So she went in her second trimester or something?
Yeah, third maybe.
Oh,
like, you'd know.
I don't know. I can take care of a baby. I don't know about growing one, but, So it's hard. Their relationship's so hard. And the comment that he made, in something that I was reading, an article, was he was saying we were using protection and we got pregnant, and he's like, it was not something that we were ready for, that we wanted. He's like, but I do feel like we needed it, and it was a blessing because it happened while we were using protection. So, like, he's so optimistic about it, but you could tell it wasn't like, yay, we were trying to get pregnant again after the miscarriage, and, like, we're good.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't tear them more apart. I hope she doesn't have postpartum.
Which she did bad with Nova.
Is that what this is about still? I don't
know. See, like, we've been with this couple for the past 10 years.
I remember them.
Yes. When they first and they were started. Great. And it was, she leaned on him for all her troubles at home. And it was just that. And now, then they got married. And to me, you guys watching at home, definitely comment and let me know what you think. But to me, it seems like when they got married, all of a sudden, so many issues started unraveling for her against Tyler, in a sense. Okay. Like, not anything to do with him, but mm-hmm. this, like, mm-hmm. he's having to deal with this, this, and this. And it wasn't like, it used to be her leaning on him.
Right.
And explaining things.
He's going to break at some point.
Yeah.
He can't keep this up. He's really holding everything on his shoulders without help. So, yeah, it's...
Well, another one with depression, we'll move on to Amber. She tells us in this episode mm-hmm. that she's depressed. She has this new little baby, James. He actually really is so cute.
Yes.
But she seems like she's doing such a good job with him, which is awesome. So, she says she's depressed, and she says it's not postpartum. She still has her attachment to baby James, which is great because Andrew, the baby daddy, her boyfriend, is away a lot working and doing whatever. So it's good that she doesn't have that, but, you know.
Yeah, she talked to her sister about having bipolar.
And that's her cousin.
Was it her cousin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. About having bipolar.
Yep.
And the struggle of her life is everything that she wants it to be, yet she's still sad, you know?
Yeah.
And that has to be really hard. I have people in my life with this depression, bipolar type of thing. So
yeah.
It's hard, you know, to have to struggle with that. And she had said at one point, made me feel really bad, was, I guess this is my life.
Yeah.
That's...
One thing I did like to hear her say, though, was, I just need to understand that I need to stay on my medication and be in that state of mind. And it's nice to hear her say that, only because when she would get up, she would think, oh, I'm good, I'm good.
They all do. It happens.
Yeah.
Everybody that has to take medication for some kind of a bipolar or, you know, depression.
But it's good that she's in this clear, more clear state of mind,
right,
to me.
And hopefully her husband now, or
boyfriend
will...
They've literally been together for not the 10 months that she was pregnant plus 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't know each other at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, they know each other really well now, but, like,
well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was great, and I've never liked this guy once yet. There was nothing. He was just this...
How
he did nothing.
How old is he? He seems older.
He does seem older. She's young, because they're only like, she's like 26 maybe. Mm-hmm. So he has to be like his late 30s or something.
Okay.
I would.
So he might have his stuff together, you know? He might be solid.
Maybe, but he's never like, I don't think he's really been in a relationship, never been married. Like, no, I don't really know anything about him.
Mm.
But anyway, he was really cute when he said, she's telling him about her medication, how she has to stay on that, the bipolar. And he's just like, yeah, let's just, you know, you gotta set attainable goals and, you know, not unrealistic ones. And she said exactly what I wanted to say,
yeah.
Which was, it's so nice to feel like, have you talk to me about this, and we can actually talk about my mental illness and, you know, my mental state of mind and all this different stuff,
right.
Which is so great.
And he's there for her. That's good.
So it's good. I know my prediction last week was that they would have some kind of issue, but there was no issue.
Not this week.
No, not this week. But Leah doesn't want to go to the house, doesn't want to come see the baby, doesn't want to hang out with her. And
right, she's too busy. The thing is, in my opinion, she should have set days that she needs to go see her mother. If you give a 9-year-old a choice like that, then they're going to pick whatever's in the moment they're doing. That's fun. But it's like putting a child in sports. You can't let them just start a couple of games and say, all right, if they want to quit, they can quit. No, you need to go.
Yeah.
Because by not going, she's not going to find out it's really fun to be around there, or, you know, she's never going to know if she has that choice. So I know that her father, Gary, said, well, you can't make her. She's not 18. You kind of can. That's your job right now.
That's so true. I didn't even think of it like that.
Well,
it should be every other weekend you're at your mom's. If you want to have a friend come over, you ask your mom because you're with your mom. Right. Like,
how far do they, do we even know the distance between them, the house? Like, is
maybe an hour.
Okay. Yeah. So she should definitely.
Yeah. No, they don't, they live in the same state. Not okay. very big. Right. But on to Bristol. That was a crushing whole, oh my gosh, it gave me chills. I don't even know where do you want to even start with that?
I think what they came to realize is that the marriage isn't going to work. It's really a hard decision to make, but if you're not compatible, I would say a lot of times for marriages to keep pushing through, get the help you need. But for this situation, he needs help.
Yeah.
He needs his own help. She's young. She's got kids. She's been a single mother. She has a child from another guy. You know, she can't take on the responsibility of this and grown man.
She's saying, you know, I'm living my life on eggshells and so are my kids. They wake up not knowing if he's going to freak out or be mad or be happy or whatever. He's just so all over the place.
Well, the baby was sitting right there and his voice was raised really loud, you know?
Yeah, even when he said, Sailor, go watch TV with Trip. Like, it was very... Like, we know why you're going to send them off to go watch TV. Right. Trip knew,
right?
Which was just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah, that he has to be in this.
Because he knew, and you saw him getting up in his face, and it's like, that's my mom. I'm older now. I don't know. I just got the sense of, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a hard situation. But she doesn't have family there. That's... When you're going through something like that, and you don't have family to, you know, lean on and to talk to, it's really hard. Her whole family is in Alaska.
Yeah, which is really far from her. That's not another state over.
Yeah.
But the heartbreaking conversation was when they kind of got past all the, you know, mumbo jumbo, I would kind of say. And then they both were saying, Dakota's like, I love Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And he was pretty much saying, like, do I want this to be done? No.
Right.
But they both said sorry for what they've done.
Mm-hmm. They love each other.
They love each other. She said, you're such a great dad. I couldn't imagine anybody else like
being. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, they haven't shown anything on the show yet to, you know, prove that to us. But her saying it is big. You know, you don't say that.
No, and I follow her on Instagram and she had posted. Well, just the fact that she let, when she was away,
yes,
she let him fly the two babies,
right.
Girls, whatever. That's huge.
Yeah.
And she had no worry in the world. She was totally fine, relaxed at the place, which is great.
Yeah.
And I was just on Instagram and she put up a picture of Sailor and Atlee. And she was like, 6 more days so I get to see my baby girls. It's like 6 days are a lot of days. Maybe
already,
you took them on a vacation.
Before.
Yeah. So he must have like taken them somewhere or like. She went somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, he's a great dad, which is awesome to hear.
They could do co-parenting very well. Obviously, they are from what you already saw. But
yeah.
From this episode, just because, you know, they care about each other, you know, and that's big. You have to.
They definitely do. I mean, another, we'll move into Macy just because we'll skip over Cheyenne for a minute, but. Macy has such an awful relationship with Ryan to the point where they're not even speaking. They have like a restraining order against him and her whole family. Not against Bentley. We went over that, but which is good. But so anyway, Jen comes and picks up Bentley's grandmother.
Right.
Ryan's mom. So awkward.
So awkward.
Couldn't even like be in the house. You know, Macy's doing homework with Bentley and... I mean, she walks out because nobody was paying her any mind.
Yeah, it's which like... I didn't like. It's not her fault. I mean, obviously, Macy trusts her. Obviously, she's a good grandmother because she's coming to get him, Bentley, and spending time with him. So she loves him. So there needs to be a relationship there.
Yeah.
If you don't have a relationship with her father, Ryan, I mean, her son, I'm sorry. Doesn't matter. You need to have.
So the back and forth with that relationship, like you saw Jade go to the door. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mimi's here, Mimi's here. That's not her Mimi, but
I did.
They had, Jen and Larry have babysat those kids. They were very on and off, like in a part of their lives when Jade was born, when Maverick was born. So they were great, but it's things like this that she went and did this order of protection or whatever that what, make that Jen Macy, and Larry.
That Macy did.
Yeah.
But she needed to.
Absolutely.
But
I'm just saying, like, they have had a good relationship, and then it goes back because Jen gets, like, I don't know, embarrassed, butthurt.
I don't know. We don't know. Was it Macy in this episode? It felt like it was Macy had her back turned. Jen was there. She waited a few minutes, had Macy turned around.
I think Macy was
to her.
I think Macy's excuse, like, could she have gone out of her way and were a little bit more like, oh, hey, Jen, whatever, let me just grab this stuff. She could have, but, I mean, to her excuse, like, she was getting him ready to go, finishing his homework and saying, these are your papers for your test coming up, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But remember, Macy was at the kitchen sink. Jen was right behind her. Macy was facing the other way.
Yeah.
Not once did she say anything to her. Have a conversation. Your son is leaving with this lady that's been a part of your life for this whole long time. Now, Jen might feel like Macy feels bad about me, like I'm included in with Ryan. So maybe she might feel awkward. I think that this was Macy, in my opinion. She should have done something.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do think so too. There have been episodes, like in past seasons, where Jen completely reams out Macy to, not to her face, but to like Larry, her mm-hmm. husband, and like to Ryan, and kind of just say things that aren't really right. And it's right. So, I mean, they just have the weirdest on and off again relationship.
Well, last week it was Jen and her husband, Ryan's yep. parents, talking about that they agreed with this protection order. Like, wasn't that what they were saying in the golf yeah. cart there? So we know where they stand in it all. But they're both adults. They both should have had something for Bentley's sake, you know?
One conversation that I really did like was when Taylor was talking to Macy after Maverick had his haircut, which was so cute.
So cute.
Taylor was talking to Macy and just saying, Macy said, which is a totally valid point, she said, we have nothing to do with what we're all in this together, and it's Ryan's doing. Like, mm-hmm. we're all in the same boat mm-hmm. and in the same situation, but because of none of our doings, which is so true.
Right.
And then Taylor took it a step further, which I thought really shows true to his character, and says, the only difference is that we've never been in Jen and Larry's shoes. Pretty much saying, like,
that's great.
We don't know what it's like to have a son and him have done all mm-hmm. this crap and got a girl pregnant at 16 and then does like crazy stuff.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very stand up guy mm-hmm. kind of thing to say. And it's just like to take you back if you didn't watch all these past 10 seasons or whatever. But, and you too, you know, Jen and Larry, they come from that kind of household where they had one son. They lived in this big, huge house, perfect neighborhood. Everything was perfect. The kid probably went to private school. Like, everything was, like, peachy keen. Mm-hmm. And then he gets his girlfriend pregnant, and they have to deal with that. And then the seasons go on, and he's just a jerk, 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 jerk. And they just try and cover it up, try and cover it up. And then, like, a couple seasons ago, whatever this season was, we finally find out he's, like, a serious, like, addict. Like driving and falling asleep at the wheel. Bad. I'll have to show you the clip. Wicked bad. And so anyway, so they've dealt with a lot of like punches because it's like they don't want to believe this stuff, but like it's just
right,
insane.
So they're kind of an enabler. They're enablers.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But all right, so let's talk about cute little Cheyenne, who her little sassiness came out last night. So, funny, well, not funny, but a little fun fact. She was in labor for 28 hours with Ryder.
long time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Yeah, it can. It can be fast, it can be long. Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think about Cheyenne and Zach's relationship? How about this conversation? That they have
about having a baby.
Yes. And she goes, marriage, right? Yeah, she goes, "Well, when Ryder turns two, I'm getting pregnant." And he's like, "Okay."
Yeah, well, they obviously have talked about this a lot.
She says every time they have sex, they talk about it.
Right. I think they're awful new for that kind of talk, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's living in there, and she just has, you know, she has a plan. She has a 5-year plan, 2-year plan.
2-year plan.
1 year. How old is her baby? How old is her baby?
What, a little over one. She's probably like 13 months.
Yeah. So she knows what's going to happen, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be him that's going to be the father of her, her new baby.
Well, we've seen the previews for next week, which we'll get to in predictions, that I don't think it's going to be him. You didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah. So we'll get there when we get there. But, yeah, so she just seems super high maintenance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To me. And I didn't get that vibe from her in the premiere.
No, I think she was just very, that's something she's adamant about. I want to have a baby.
Which I just think, and I like her a lot, but I just think that's a little immature.
Yeah.
You don't, like the people that say, like, oh, by 25, I'm going to have a house. By 26, I'm going to be married. By 27, I'm going to have my first baby. Why?
Wait, that's way different than saying, with a boyfriend that you've just with, that you're not married to. When people are married together, setting a life up, you have, you know, having life plans like that, there's nothing wrong with. But saying I'm going to have a baby in a year because I want.
Yeah, okay. I guess I went too far off the handle.
Yeah. That's just silly though. Hopefully it's something that she just kind of is saying in the moment and isn't who she is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, we'll get to her at the end with him. But anyway, Corey, who I like Corey, but I just don't know if he's a little too much for me.
Oh, okay.
So he's super excited. Him and Cheyenne go run errands with Ryder.
Okay, so why? 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 Because that's
he wants
not
to spend
good
more time with Ryder.
All right, Ryder's in the back seat. I mean, whatever they did, maybe, but it's not healthy. See, the thing is, we know where this is going to go. I can just picture that these two are going to end up together. All these little pieces of the puzzle, something's happening.
Like hooking up, or
whatever, hooking up, or her getting rid of Zach and being with him. I don't know, but that's where they're headed, because you don't, why? Why would you ride around? I'll pick you up. This is opening something, you know.
Yeah, that's a little too much. Yeah. Let's go run errands with Ryder. Like, no, I need to go run some errands. Could you babysit your kid?
Yes.
If you want more time with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So, Corey's, anyway, they're in the car, they're talking, and he's super excited about the barbecue. Like, he's like, when do we go? When? The family, I can't
the
wait to talk
that
to
he's
the
going
dad.
Is
like,
weird.
It is.
The fact that he was invited.
Wait,
to this.
I cannot wait to get to the news and gossip with you, because you're going to die when you hear the news and gossip that I have discovered. But so, yeah, he's just freaking out about how excited he is. What time do we get there? What should I wear? What cologne should, like, pretty much to that extent. So they get there, and he talks, which I thought was very stand-up, that he wanted to talk to. But it's funny because, he talks to the father and the stepfather. Awesome scenario. It's just like Ryder. She's a stepfather and a father. Not really stepfather, but, like, you know. So he's talking to him, and it's just so funny because he knows that what he's doing is probably looking good in their eyes.
Right.
And he's just overdoing it. He doesn't shut up to let them talk.
Oh, I know. That was kind of that always frustrates me a little bit. They're like, yeah, okay. The father's trying to say
and
something.
And he's like, yeah, like, I want to be, you did good and you did good and you're the father and you're, and they're like, we get what we are.
Right.
Do you want the advice you just asked for?
Right, exactly.
Oh my God. I was like, come on, dude, shut up.
Yeah. And the father's advice was, you're the father. You know, with the stepfather standing there, I felt a little awkward. They're probably past it, of course.
Was awkward because you know what? When he said...
Kind of digging a little.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. I totally... Mm-hmm. If you felt weird in that situation... comment, because I totally did.
Or tell us why we shouldn't have, or why.
Oh, yeah,
normal.
That too, because I was like, he said, you're the dad, you don't let the, he's the boyfriend, but yeah. He said the boyfriend, and then he said, me and Dave's, I don't know.
Yeah, he said, I love him, he's great, but he really, you know, really stuck to that, you're the dad.
Nobody's ever gonna
take your place,
yeah.
You know.
Which is true, but I don't think Corey needs any more confidence.
Oh, gosh, no.
I think we're good there. I don't think that was the advice you needed
right,
to give him.
Right.
I thought he needed to hear, like, you know, your egos are not a part of this anymore. You have this little baby girl that just needs somebody there when you're not. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, this is weird to me. She overreacted. Because
no, wait, where are you going? Are you passing the big one?
Oh, yes. Sorry, out of order. What?
So he tells the father.
Was it in a really sneaky way, though?
Yes. Of course it was. Oh. They just had a conversation. Cheyenne said he doesn't know. So don't tell him that I'm. No, she didn't say don't tell him, but she said my father doesn't know that.
And Corey said, I know he's not going to like that.
You should tell him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his business to say, you know, that she's living with, what's his name, the boyfriend. Oh, my gosh, I'm so bad at names.
Zach.
He did that. He slipped it in. The first time he had said something like, you know, I don't spend enough time. He sees her more. He had already said that sentence. There was no reason for him to come back and say, he sees her more because they live together. Sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
But I also just don't think he should be living there. Like, why is nobody...
Not the point. But he shouldn't be. He definitely shouldn't be. But it's not his point to tell Cheyenne's dad her business. Who?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I don't like that.
I just think that's something
I
would do.
I think that's going to come up between him and Cheyenne.
Yeah, but that's not what it was weird because she didn't get mad at that. She didn't say, Corey, what the hell? She said, I got to go make sure my dad's okay.
Right.
So that. She goes talk to the dad, and it didn't even, like, get out of hand until the stepmom was like, your dad loves you unconditionally. And he was like, no, I don't. There's conditions to it. But he didn't even say what the conditions were. He was just being, like, a macho dad.
Yeah.
And she just got all flippy about it.
Yeah, she did get upset. I think that, but between a parent and their child, that sentence, I love you unconditionally, is you want that, you know? For a child to know that or to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, there's nothing in the world that I could do that would make you not love me.
Right.
Yeah.
Drugs, I would not maybe like you. And I would try to do...
I'd probably want to beat you, but...
Right. But I would love you and always want the best for you, so I'm not sure what he meant.
And he didn't even get to finish, though.
Yeah, she kind of had a little tantrum, baby tantrum, where she could have just said, what does that even mean? What are the conditions?
Yeah. There must be a past between them that just set her off, like, I don't know, because then he brought up, I was there for you with Ryder when you told me you were pregnant with the baby.
Yeah.
And there was no issue.
Right.
When you thought there was going to be.
Editing.
I don't know.
There's editing.
There is.
So you never know what happened there before. They're like, oh, we're not going to make the time. Let's cut this part out.
God, there was a lot more to this episode than I really, like, envisioned. Because I wrote my notes down and I was like, you know, we got through everybody. It was good. But there was a lot.
There was a lot. There was a lot of underlying things. There was a lot.
I'm just so hooked. This is one of the shows that I just totally wish I could binge watch so badly.
Oh, I know. Waiting for the next weekend.
It's so hard.
It's definitely, yeah. But a lot happened.
A lot happened. But let's get into our special segment.
Okay.
Okay, so Teen Mom OG we're watching. So we're going to do Teen Mom Oh No moment and Teen Mom Oh Yes moment. So while you think over there, I'm going to tell you guys my Teen Mom Oh No moment. My Oh No moment was when sassy little brat Leah is painting her little whatever, and she snaps back at Gary when he's like, oh, that looks so pretty. And she's like, if you're not going to let me concentrate, then you can leave. He's like,
yeah.
What?
Said you had hairy arms, which.
Yeah.
But it made her laugh.
And it's like they are doing this for the cameras, I'm sure, like setting up. They always do that. Like, oh, okay. We're going to set up and paint. Like, why don't you come film? But.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Or they'll do stuff because they'll say, we're going to film 1 to 3. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we're going to be painting during that time. So come on over. But my oh, yes moment was when Maverick got his hair cut.
Oh, that was too cute.
It was really cute.
Pose.
Oh, my God. I know. He's so cute.
He really was. And it was a great haircut.
It was so good. They had the barber come to the house and everything. But I'm so glad that they did because he looked. The hair was just straggly. Like, it wasn't even. She was like, his hair is so beautiful. He's, like, the best hair. It's like, yeah, my nephew had, like, this white curls, which it looked, looking back, like,
now
it was very fluffy.
Like, what did we think? We didn't want to get rid of it.
But they were big, big, huge ring-like curls all over his poor little
head. But he looks so cute with his little haircut. So.
I know. He's so cute, but.
Oh, boy. So my oh, no.
Yeah.
Obviously was when Corey told the dads.
Yeah.
Ugh, it made me so mad. Not your business. My oh. What?
Yes.
Yes. I think would be when Amber came to the realization that, you know, she's going to have to live her life.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, and that she's happy. Just that whole little moment. Yeah.
I think. Really nice.
Yeah.
Well, we got that special segment out of the way, guys. All right, so let's get on to some news and gossip because I got a couple things here for you. So Macy and Taylor just celebrated their wedding anniversary recently.
I like Taylor.
I really like Taylor. He's such a great guy. They celebrated, it must be like 3 years. 2 years because Jade and Maverick were both at the wedding.
Okay.
Maverick was super little, and he's probably like a little over two.
Yeah.
So, probably like 2 year anniversary. And she writes in this post, she says, "Damn glad to have this guy as my teammate for life." And it's just really cute. I think they have a really good relationship, great marriage. I know they've had some struggles, but they're really, really good.
Nice.
So, Cheyenne and Corey, right? Mm-hmm. I see this on Instagram. So, this is very recent, like as of this past weekend. Cheyenne and Corey attend. Now, I don't know if they're dating. I don't know what's going on with Zach. I haven't really dug that deep.
Okay.
But Corey and Cheyenne attend her sister's baby shower where they are both announced the godfather and the godmother of this baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, well, what is going to happen to this baby if, God forbid, it has to go to the godparents?
Because they're probably together.
But even if they are, it's not like they're, like, married.
No, but.
Well, anyway,
into that family is what he did. He got his little self right in to the barbecue.
Yep.
He was the baby shower, the godparent. So he's doing what he needs to.
For some reason, I'm waiting for him to crack.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he, like, because we got a feel that he's just this player. That right. He doesn't want to commit to her. Like, why wouldn't you? You want everything else, but you don't want to commit to this family that you have?
He's laying it all in a row. Like, what is it? Laying all
your ducks in a row?
Ducks in a row. Because he's the kind of guy that doesn't want to take the leap and get rejected.
Oh.
So he's just planting things and getting himself all ready. And when he knows
it's all set up,
it's going to happen, then he'll go in. But he doesn't want to take the chance. I don't think he's really good with rejection, or he's learned how to get around rejection.
Interesting. Well, he doesn't think he's ever going to get rejected, so
he is
that
how he
confidence.
Plays it. This is how he plays
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad. It's
That's
not
true.
A bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good guy. He's good to his daughter, so.
So good. He is a really good dad, and she looks just like him. You don't even need a paternity test for that kid.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah. But the last news and gossip piece that I have for you is that, so you know how Dancing with the Stars is on right now? Mm-hmm. So we have Dancing with the Stars Junior is on right now. And guess who's on Dancing with the Stars Junior?
Leah. Who?
Trip.
Aww,
Bristol Sun is one of the dancers, which is really cute. And I watched his little, go on YouTube and watch Trip's little first dance. They had their, I think it was October 7th was the season premiere. And it was, he was so cute. He's only 9 years old. And he's super shy.
And what he's had to go through in his little tiny life.
Yep. And he was really cute on it. Shy. And they even said, you know, he's the only one that's, because there's little actors. There's this little 10-year-old from General Hospital. He's a little super good actor, actually. He's nominated for an Emmy. You have people like Maddie Ziegler or Mackenzie Ziegler, who was on Dance Moms, like, since she was 2 years old.
Oh,
like,
wow.
People like that.
Are those the professionals?
So that's a weird thing that I didn't really understand. So I don't know why she's a contestant, because she's been dancing since she was 2 years old. And her sister's Maddie Ziegler, who is this world-renowned dancer.
Okay.
And she was on Dance Moms and competed professionally in dance. I don't know why she's... That. No, like Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Is she's one.
She's on it?
She's on it.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God. Funny. It's funny.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah, so go on. It's really funny. But Trip is on there, and I thought it was so cute. And you see Bristol in the audience.
Does AfterBuzz cover that?
We'll have to figure that one out. But anyway, so really cute. Trip's on there. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely keep us updated as to when he gets eliminated or if he wins.
Yeah,
or whatever. So, anyway.
Watching.
So predictions. Let's get on to predictions, everyone. So what do you think?
All right, so I'll start with the Cheyenne, Corey, that I think they're going to move forward with their relationship. First of all, immediately, I think he's going to get some backlash for what he did.
Yes.
I think next episode, we're going to see that. She's going to be upset. They're going to have to work through that. So I think that. I hope that Macy, maybe when I'm not sure predictions, if it means the next episode.
No, whatever your predictions, the season, episode, whatever you want.
Well, I'm more hopeful than predictable. Predicting. But so I hope, or I predict that they will sort this out, especially with Taylor and the way that he's thinking about
Jen and Larry's relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I think Caitlin and Tyler are going to have some issues. I feel like she's going to go down again. I think it's going to be all overwhelming for her still. Hopefully she gets some counseling and does this, because she's supposed to be getting on medication for the
PTSD.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to have a little. And hopefully he stays strong, gets a little time for himself. And who am I missing?
Amber?
I hope that, I don't want to see anything happen. I don't want to see her fail. Kind of think that she's going to go down a little bit, have some problems. Hopefully her boyfriend is there to pick her up and continues to do that for her. And it's a good, you know.
We'll see. I really hope Caitlin has a breakthrough with these therapy sessions and they work on their relationship, because it doesn't really look too good for them, like you were saying. So in the, when it says the next show, stay tuned for next week, Cheyenne runs to Zach and was like, Zach, get out of here. And then she's like, who are you texting? So I don't know, like, do we find out he's been texting somebody? I don't know. So there's that. And then Dakota moves Bristol's things into the guest room when she gets home one day. And then the next scene is like her crying. So it's, I just wonder, like, did he do it? And then they have this fight. Like, who gets the house thing? Like, what is, I don't know. So I don't know what my predictions are, but.
You're lucky you saw something. I didn't see anything to even make a judgment from.
Yeah, you didn't see the stay tuned or whatever. But anyway, thank you all so much for tuning in with us. We are going to be back here next week, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. to talk about episode, the next episode here for Teen Mom OG. So where can we find you, Miss Mama Fain?
I always think that's so funny. Lee Fain.
You can find me at my house at 57.
Lee Fain on Instagram. That's about it.
Well, one of her, like, what was it, like, your email or someone was like Kaylee, because I don't know why she put the K in the front, but it was like Kaylee, and I'm like, who's Kaylee? Are you Kaylee? Kaylee. Okay. Anyway, I'm Mackenzie Fain. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Thank you all so much. Have a great night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.